Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. We're going to have a little bit of fun with some fun things happening at the Warren Cultural Center. Terry Quek-Matzy with us here this morning. She's the one of the directors, the advertising director there at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good times to be indoors with the not-so-nice winter weather.
Oh, yes. Anything you can do where you're not outside is a good thing.
Well, we've had a pretty good run of chilly weather outside here today. I see you got the cure for us.
Oh, yes, yes, we do. January 27th, Saturday night, is Hot Tamale and the Red Hots.
Perfect name for this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. And I have seen these folks several times through the years. They're a popular blues band out of Des Moines. And I tell you, they put on a show. There will be no shortage of heat.
You know, over the years, we've been actually pretty blessed with a lot of good local talent, a lot of good bands coming out of here in the state of Iowa. And these guys and gals continue to kind of follow along in that tradition.
Oh, absolutely. And they've been around a bit. Cindy Grill is the lead singer, and she will remind you of those great old blues women.
Mm.
She just puts on a show. She is a true pro, and she gets up there and she entertains her audience. And she came to the Des Moines area probably 15 years or so ago and was looking for a band and found one with the Red Hots. And some of the members of the Red Hots have been around. They were even winners of the 1998 Blues Challenge. So she was able to tap that rhythm section and add what she does, and they've been out there for about 15 years now, just entertaining folks all over the place.
Well, very good. For folks who may not have seen them perform before, is this traditional blues, or has it got a little bit of jazz to it?
A little bit of everything. They bill themselves as blues rock. But yeah, she just does, you know, she does a good variety in a show, and they do a little bit of everything. Like I said, the band is good on its own. They could be a standalone without her, although we certainly wouldn't want that to happen.
No, and they play a lot of dates during the year, do you know?
They do play quite a bit, and they said a lot around the Des Moines area, and they get out of town every once in a while, and popular in Bowl Full of Blues and the Iowa Blues Challenge and some of those venues. So they've made quite a name for themselves.
Very good. Well, this is a Saturday night performance, you mentioned, coming up Saturday, January 27th. Well, that's coming up faster than we realized, too.
Yes, it is.
And can they get tickets in advance?
They sure can. You can get tickets on the Warren Cultural Center website. You can buy through there or through Ed and Eva's, which is the retail store in the Warren Cultural Center. And you can call them at 641-743-2566. Or if you're in the Greenfield area, stop in and you can shop while you buy your tickets. There's great stuff there in the store. They have the works of over 100 Iowa artists now.
Oh, excellent. How much are tickets to the show?
$15.
Okay. Now, I want to throw this at you, too, because for folks who may not have had a chance to experience any kind of a show at the Warren Cultural Center yet, since it's been renovated so well, tell them what the experience is like.
Oh. First of all, the room, the auditorium, has incredible acoustics. We have performers who say, you know, they can hear every little thing that happens in the audience, which I always try to keep in mind. But it's just a great room with wonderful acoustics. It's an incredible environment. There is not a bad seat in the house. You can sit in the back row of that auditorium and you can watch guitar fingering.
Yeah, it is not a giant place where you're going to feel like you need those large video boards on the side of the stage just to be able to see the experience.
No, not at all. We do have a large screen, but not necessary. It's also, you know, we have people who sometimes think because it is a restored historic building that it's maybe a little stuffy, and that is not the case at all. It's a very relaxed environment. People just come and have a good time and enjoy their neighbors and make some new friends, The concession stand, excuse me, serves wine and beer and soft drinks, so you can just relax and enjoy the show. And for performances like the Red Hots, we'll have club seating with tables rather than just the chairs lined up, and we'll have a dance floor. If you want feel like getting up and moving about, we encourage that. Just let the music take you where it takes you.
The performers enjoy coming there?
Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. Nearly everyone that comes begs us to have them back.
Well, so many, it seems, the performers are always separated. The stage area separated from the crowd. And, you know, if you're really a performer, you like to have that interaction.
You do. And we have a lot of performers who really like the Warren Cultural Center and a lot of these other opera houses and venues that are out in the rural areas, because the audience pays attention. It's different than playing a bar. And they really have the audience's full attention, and that gives them the feedback they need, and they put on a better performance because of it.
You betcha. Yeah, a lot of interaction. Good. Very good. It should be a lot of fun. That's coming up on the 27th, so get those tickets for Hot Tamale and the Red Hots.
A show you will love and just what you're going to need by the end of January.
Absolutely. Terry, what else you got coming up? You got some other good shows coming up soon?
We have several. We have a really busy spring coming up. February 9th through the 11th is the Cumberland Rose Players, which is the local theater group, and we have some incredibly talented people in that group, and they're doing four weddings and an Elvis. Now, all I can really tell you about that show is that it takes place in a Las Vegas wedding chapel.
Of course.
But we have some great people, some great comedic actors who just love doing these kinds of comedies, and they just, you know, open up and have no inhibitions, and it will be a great show. And there's three performances of that over that weekend. Friday night will be a regular show. Saturday night is a dinner theater. And then Sunday matinee. So that's a great place to take your date for Valentine's Day.
Very good. Sounds like they've been working on it for a while then.
Oh, yeah. They've been at it a bit and rehearsals every night about now. And it'll be a good show. It'll be a fun time, and those tickets are available on our website and that too. So.
Very good. Are there some other shows we can kind of look for?
The other really big one coming up is Friday, February 23rd, the University of Iowa Symphony Orchestra is coming, and that show is presented by the Warren Cultural Center, but it will be held at Nottoway Valley High School. Because this is an 80-piece orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And it is billed as one of the best university orchestras in the country. It's undergraduate and graduate students, and they're directed by Dr. William LaRue Jones, and they're just going to put on a great show. They're going to play a little West Side Story and a little Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet and some other neat things. It'll just be great to see that full orchestra in action.
Well, that's outstanding. We'll have to make sure we kind of watch for that one coming.
Oh, absolutely. And that is no pre-tickets on that one. That is a free will donation at the door.
Wow. Okay, very good. So folks can decide how much they loved it.
Absolutely, absolutely. It will be well worth it, and great thanks to the high school for cooperating with that and partnering with us. I think they'll be happy they're having it there, too.
Absolutely, you bet. Well, I know the Warren Cultural Center has gone through a lot over the last 10 or 15 years, all for the good, by the way, but it's been a real good renovation and really nice to see that building so well utilized again.
Oh, it really is, and you know, we also do rentals for weddings and meetings and conferences and things, and I was at a conference in December, and was just so great to see that building work the way it was designed to work, with the breakout rooms and all those different things taking place. And it's a wonderful facility, and really it's very rare a week goes by that there aren't a couple of events happening with people in and out. We had the private pesticide training by the extension was just there a couple of weeks ago.
You bet. Well, take that out of the square down there in Greenfield, and you'd have a big hole.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just so, you know, that turret is so a part of our skyline, and Yes, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great to see people coming and you know, see the square active. It's just neat to stand up there and look out those windows and see a lot of activity down on the square.
You bet. Well, and it's good to see the local support for all the things that go on there, too, the renovations and all the programming that goes on there as well. So we hope that continues for a very long time.
Oh, absolutely. We're in it for the long haul.
You betcha. Terry, thank you so much for your time. And again, get those tickets soon for that Saturday, January 27th, 7 p.m. performance for Hot Tamale and the Red Hots at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Terry, have a great show. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much.